This conference is being recorded.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week call on this February 11th, 2008, our special Valentine's Heart call. So I really welcome everyone who's here live on the call tonight with a warm and open heart. And for starters, just to kind of lay the terrain, you can press *6 on your phone, and that will mute any background noise that your background. There we go. We have a whole chorus of *6s happening. And at a later point in the call, once we open up the lines for questions or for you to share your own stories, you can press *6 again, and that will unmute you so that we'll be able to hear you. So welcome to our special Valentine's Heart Start here at Fiera. The Heart Start to Your Week is like a weekly radio show or salon that we have here at Fiera, a gift back into the community, something that's free. All of these calls are archived, and you can download them as a gift from Fiera by going to www.fiera, F like fantastic, YERA.com/heartstart.html. I'll repeat that. It's www.fiera, F like fantastic, YERA.com/heartstart, all one word, .html. And there you'll find at this stage, I think, over 50 or 60 hour-long programs, as well as full chapters, written chapters, on the power of the heart to have impact for the good, have positive impact on a wide variety of topics in your life. Everything from anger management to dealing with a loved one who has died to being more creative at work or attracting the people into your life that you need for the projects or the visions or the quality of life you want to design and live. And so tonight's Heart Start call is about the power to find your true love, one true love in the heart. Which I have to say is really the topic that got me roped into this whole story, I think, originally. And my name is Sheva Kaur. I'm the CEO of Fiera. And Fiera is a company that is designed to bring more Fiera into the world, into your life personally, if you're listening to this live tonight or as a recording sometime in the future. And what Fiera is a heartfelt experience of passion and vitality for life, of deep inner peace and simultaneous exuberant enthusiasm that leads you to want to throw your hands up over your head and fly a yes out of your mouth, a yes to life. And at Fiera, what we do is we teach people to live in that state of what I would call love, by conscious choice, not just by serendipitous accident or when an object of love shows up in your life. And it turns out that not only does it feel great to live that way, to feel that way, it's good for you. Physically, it's measurably good for your immune system, for your hormones, and for reducing or slowing the aging process. It's good for your brain and how your brain works. It enhances the higher perceptual and thinking and creative centers of the brain. It's good for your nervous system. It synchronizes the nervous system, which, by the way, governs 97% of your body's functions. So when you can gain dominion over your autonomic nervous system, then you have an incredible access code to health and well-being. And it turns out that comes from the heart. So the tools and the technology that we utilize at Fiera to bring more Fiera in to the world, for individuals like those of you listening, and for organizations or even nations that we go in to train. We use tools that help people access the wisdom and intelligence that new science has found lies within the heart. We are licensed by a company called HeartMath. And HeartMath is a research institute as well as a training company and a technology that has been developing and researching heart intelligence for the last 35 years, officially for the last 20 as an organized company. And HeartMath has licensed us. This is like winning the lottery for me. HeartMath has licensed us to bring the wisdom, the power, the beauty, the intelligence of their tools and their research to all of you. So it is with that said that I really embrace you in a warm welcome, a welcome to your own heart. And let's start there just for a moment. We have people calling in from time zones all over the world. We have people calling in from having just got off work or just getting up in the morning. We're all coming from different places, and yet we're going to land here is in the heart. So just allow for a moment the focus of your attention to shift from whatever you've come from, whatever you're preparing to step into next. Allow the pull on your attention to drop away and just focus your attention instead on the area around your heart. And allow your breath to come in as if it's coming in through the area around the heart and going out through the area around the heart. And as the breath comes in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart, I want you to just take a moment and feel your own heartbeat. You could put your fingers on your carotid pulse, which is at your neck, your throat, right? You can feel your pulse there. You could feel it at your wrist. You could put your hand on your chest. Just make contact with this alive pulse inside of you. And as you do that, I want to invite you to become aware of the fact that this pulse at the center of your chest that is not just there, obviously, right? You can feel it at your ankle. You can feel it at your throat. You can feel it at your wrist. You feel it at the furthest reaches of your body. Not only does that pulse extend to those places, in an average person, it's measurable by scientific instruments 8 feet away from your body. So this pulse that originates at the center of your chest and extends to embrace and envelope you completely from head to toe. Never once stops in your lifetime. It's always there, always reliable. Even when you go to sleep or take a coffee break, it's still there, isn't it?
Yes.
Even when you forget to feed it and you skip a meal, it's still there, isn't it? Even when your attention is on 1,000 different things, it's still there. So already you've made contact with something that is eternally reliable, at least as long as this body is alive. Right? Now, as you continue to feel this pulse that originates in the center of your chest, we could just, for a moment, appreciate the fact that it never takes a coffee break or a cigarette break. It never says, hey, you know what? I've been beating for 35 years. I'd like a vacation to Hawaii. I'll come back in 2 weeks. It's always right there with you. And it turns out that this pulse, your heart, is the first organ to form when you are in development. It is the seed of who you are. And within it is the intelligence, just as an acorn contains within it all the information to become an oak tree. Within this seed of you, at your heart, at the heart of you, is all the information and the energetic blueprint, if you will, for the fruition of your full potential and your fulfillment. Now, something got all of you to the call tonight, and I would imagine that it's because the thought that finding your one true love, fulfillment, yes? Unmute yourself and say no if that's not what you're here for. If you're not here for fulfillment, then I need to know, because then I need to revamp what I'm going to share with you. Does anybody not want to be fulfilled? Okay, I'm going to get in trouble for asking redundant questions.
I'm here to love myself better.
And would that bring you more fulfillment, James?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I'll go back to mute myself.
Self-love is really no different from love of other, right? We have this delusion that we're somehow separate.
Thank you.
So, one true love. When I fell in love for the first time, I fell in love hard. And heavy and fast and light and all the extremes. I just loved being in love. I was 3 years old. And I fell madly in love with my cousin Gary. I think he was like 11 or something. And he was into sports, and I just loved Gary, and I would chase him everywhere, and I just thought I'd won, you know, the Grand Prix of life if I got a chance to hold his hand. Then I got to go to Disneyland with Gary. Can you imagine? That was pretty hot. 3-year-old. I loved being in love, and so I kept falling in love. It started when I was 3. By the time I was in kindergarten, I fell madly in love with Danny Winokur. Maybe one of these days I'll show up on one of these. Love that about this, right? I end up getting reunited with all these people from my past. And I was in love with Danny Winokur in kindergarten, and same, just kind of passionate intensity, like the whole world came to life for me then. But what would happen if I felt rejected? Oh! He doesn't want to walk me home from school? So then they didn't know what to do with all that energy. And so at 2 years old, because Danny was in love with Hillary Garnsey. It's amazing how the memory works, isn't it, when emotions are involved. Danny was in love with Hillary Garnsey, and so I just couldn't handle that. So I turned against him, and I took all that love, and I got all the kids in my class to march up and down the school steps. Danny Fanny Winokur, Danny Fanny Winokur. And totally demoralized him, somehow thinking that would win his affection and his attention. So how well do you think that worked?
No.
You're evil.
It didn't work at all. Yeah, well, I paid dearly for my evil ways. Let's just say that kid needed some heart math to learn about relationships, huh? Took a while, for sure. Really took a while. And so I didn't have skillful means, but I loved love. Why? Well, let's look at this for yourself. What happens to you when you fall in love?
Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. Okay. Is that really true, though? I can't say, I'm sorry for the siren going by. Apparently they think that being in love is an emergency. I don't know if that's true for me, because when I'm genuinely in a loving state, I find that while nothing else is stressful, right? Like, I don't sweat stuff. I also find I'm much more available to care for people, right? Like, when I'm in love, I have all this free attention. So someone else's suffering touches me in a unique way because I'm available to want them to have what I have. So whoever said nothing else matters, I wonder if what you're really saying is you just don't stress about stuff. You don't sweat the small stuff. Is that true?
Well, yes, not that nothing else matters, but you're more open and flexible,
mm-hmm.
not as rigid.
Right, there we go. That's brilliant. Because, in fact, you're in mattering, right?
Yes.
What really matters is there. Your priorities become very clear and so eloquently said. What's your name?
This is Denise. We met on the airport about a year ago. I'm not sure if you remember me.
Oh, beautiful. Great to have you here, Denise.
Thank you.
And so, yeah, it's like more flexibility, more adaptability, right? Less rigid.
Yes.
More free attention, more open and available to spontaneity.
Yes.
What else happens when you're in love? Nobody else? We have like more than 50 people on the call tonight and nobody else has been in love?
You can be partners.
Say again?
You can be partners in things. Partners.
Uh-huh. So there's a collaboration that occurs. There's
yeah.
a synergy, right?
Yeah.
You're more open to act like they do on Sesame Street. You cooperate. What happens to colors when you're in love?
They're brighter.
Yeah, definitely brighter. More vibrant.
More substance, yes.
Mm-hmm. Like when you're in Hawaii or rain or when all the colors are so saturated and you couldn't believe that violets were that violet and fuchsias were that fuchsia. And green could be so many different textures of green. Do you see things in a more refined way?
Mm-hmm.
You pick up more nuances, more details and things. I remember when I had my first sort of falling in love and dating somebody as opposed to just holding my cousin's hand at Disneyland. I remember listening to music with this person and hearing things in music that I never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the same piece of music that I always loved, but hearing nuance and essence in it, or little, you know, added trills and things I hadn't picked up on before. Anybody else have that experience that your sense perceptions become more acute and more alive?
Absolutely. Yes.
Food. What about food? How does food taste when you're in love?
Everything seems to take on this new existence where you're just so fulfilled no matter what it is that comes into your life. Even things that before would have possibly bothered you even, they come into your life and they just feel like gifts and if not gifts for you, opportunities to give gifts to other people. It's amazing.
And how about, that's so well said, Becky. Thank you. I love it. You know, obviously, I love being in love. I started making a habit of it at 3 years old. So this is so beautiful, right? What about your energy? Or let's go back. Let's rewind the tape. You're eating all that great food that tastes so good. Do you have a tendency to overeat when you're in love?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
How does that happen? Like there's some kind of magic, like you get to eat chocolate and cream puffs and lobster and oysters and drink wine and you're enjoying like the fruits of life and you don't get fat and you don't overeat. How does this work? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
You're so much less likely to overeat and yet you're eating all this great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The endorphins that your body releases to help.
Well, that's a theory, isn't it? It's certainly a question well worth asking, and that really is the question that tonight's call will answer for you. That through Fiera training and the heart math science, we can teach you to live in this state of being in love more often. So you reap the benefits of that, even if he or she that seems to be the object of your love runs off with so-and-so, the mailman from down the street. Mm. So that nothing...
How dare she?
As soon as you go into how dare she, then how are your endorphins doing then?
I'll never open a letter again.
What was that? Someone else said something as well?
Shava, it's Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca. Welcome.
Thank you. I was going to say that when we were talking about what we are when we're in love, when you're in love, and at times I think that sometimes we can identify so strongly with that person that we do love to the exclusion of other things in our lives because we come so addicted and so identified to that. So it can be a very...
Does that sound like love?
Well, no, and that's my point, and that's what...
I don't think that's love. That's called addiction.
Well, that's what was so fantastic about the skills that you can learn through you, because you can be in that state with so many things. You can be in love with nature and in love with so many things and in love with the current moment and in love with just some simple interaction with small things that happen all the time. And it's a much nicer, kinder, gentler, more loving state. And
I think what you're bringing in is something that the call tonight is designed to address directly, which is that love, when it gets attached to any one individual object, is not true love.
Yeah.
And tonight's call gives you the promise of finding your one true love. And so whether you are a virtuoso singer, right, and your experience of your one true love is your song, or whether you are a lover and your experience of your one true love is Mr. or Mrs. Right, if you think that's your one true love, that's love. Because a singer can lose their voice. Like, who's the wonderful, wonderful singer, I'm not thinking of her name, who played Mary Poppins?
Julie Andrews.
Thank you, Julie Andrews, right? Like, God, what a stunning voice she had, and what an incredible career. And yet, if you hear her interviewed, because she did, she had some kind of health issue, and she's lost her singing voice. And yet the dignity and the passion and the love for life that she has, that she speaks so eloquently about the transition from that being her love and her passion to other things now enriching her life in that way. It frees you to allow the love in your life in whatever form it's taking now when you understand and know and tap and have resources, and maybe most importantly, a step-by-step method to access the one true source of all loving experience, whether it's singing or a lover or nature, that is in the center of your own chest, your heart. And now we have science even that explains this and proves it. Those very endorphins that you're talking about, I think that was you, Denise, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So those endorphins are actually a cascade, a piece of a cascade of events that occur in your body initiated with one unique thing that occurs when you are in a state of love. And it doesn't matter if it's your pedicure you love or a hot babe you just met in a bar. When you love, and it's genuine love, not fixation, not attachment, not addiction, not infatuation. We can talk in depth about what all those things are, and they come from a survival place in the brain that fixates its attention needing one thing for its survival. That's not love. That's old survival software programming in your physiology that has nothing to do with love. But when you are in a state of loving, which is genuine appreciation of the moment and what it's offering you, whether that's a person that's in front of you or a pizza, your love creates coherence or order in the heart rhythm, leads to a cascade of 1,400 other things that occur in your body. Among them, a synchronization of all your body's systems that allow your eyeballs, your ears, your nose, and your toes to all start working together in harmony. When this occurs, the internal order that breeds psychologically allows you to interface and collaborate and communicate and celebrate with the people around you conflict-free as well. That in fact, this idea that two hearts that beat as one is not just some poetic metaphor that is, you know, makes a good Grammy-nominated song or something. It's a scientific fact. You see, if you take your brain cell, there's about a few people on the call tonight, so if we took a brain cell from each one of you and then threw in my cat's brain cell for good measure, those brain cells would send out dendrites desperately trying to connect. They're designed to make connections. And those brain cells would send out dendrites desperately trying to make connections. Doesn't this sound like our whole internet dating world?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Think about all the want ads. These are dendrites shooting out their connections, sending out fishing lines, desperately wanting to make connections, right? Because fundamentally we're designed to connect. And yet, here's the thing. Those brain cells can't connect. Because only my brain can communicate with my brain. So those 50 cells in that petri dish will kill themselves trying to make a connection that can never occur. The dendrites will implode on themselves and die. If you're listening to this call tonight and you have struggled with online dating or the personals or any of those things, right? Looking for that connection, looking for that one true love that will fulfill you and give you that experience, then you understand what I'm talking about and you can have enormous compassion for yourself because you're literally beating your head against itself. And the good news is that's designed so that ultimately your attention will finally get beaten down into your heart.
Yeah.
And here's the beautiful thing. You take your heart cells, all of us on the call tonight, and add my cat's heart cell and Holly's dog's heart cell and the horse's heart cells that I hiked by yesterday, and put all of those in a petri dish. Anybody want to venture a guess as to what happens to them?
They fall in love with each other.
Oh, nicely said. They beat as one.
They do. They fall into loving rhythm with each other. They beat and sync as if they are one heart. They beat and sync as if they are one heart. Two hearts, 50 hearts, 65, 77 hearts that beat as one. And in rhythm with one another, when we beat in sync with those around us, we experience love. That's what love physiologically is. The beautiful thing is that we can access that love by learning skills, as Rebecca so beautifully expressed earlier through our beginner course. In the beginner heart math training, which, by the way, it's not too late to sign up if you're interested, and we'll give you information about that. There's a beginner course that started last week and continues tomorrow, but if you get in by tomorrow morning, we can get you the information you need to be prepared for that. in that course, in the beginner course, we teach you the basic skills to be able to create that internal synchronization in the heart and to facilitate external synchronization with other people so you can experience loving connection within yourself and loving rapport outside of yourself anywhere, anytime. No matter who ran off with the mailman. So that was my passion and my desire and my goal when I found HeartMath, because I experienced such rich states of love from the time I was 3 onwards. Thank you, Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. And by the time I was 25, I had been on antidepressants already for about 3 years at that point. I had suffered a ton of stressful events, including, as those of you who've listened to these calls and know me well, having fallen deeply in love with street children in the Nicaraguan war zone and then having to abandon them and leave them to come back to safety in North America. So literally being heartbroken. What does that mean, to be heartbroken? We're going to address that tonight. To be heartbroken, to leave these children behind. Just to say, we're getting a lot of background noise from someone, so I love it when you *6 to unmute and share. But if you would *6 again just to mute out the background noise, that would help with clarity on the call. Thank you so much. So the brokenheartedness of leaving those kids behind, I experienced with despair and devastation. But what that really is chaos in the heart rhythm. What researchers at HeartMath discovered is such a golden egg. What they discovered is that heart rhythms are sensitive to emotion, that the fact that love and Valentine's Day is associated with the heart is not an accident. It's real. And when we're in a state of love, our heart becomes ordered. When we love mutually, when we have a figure eight of love going with a child or a lover or a teacher or a student, or a partner, that figure eight of love entrains our heart rhythms. They beat in sync together, and that's our experience of love. That's two hearts that beat as one. Or when we're working with teams, I love filmmaking. I love being on film sets because you have a whole crew of people with all different backgrounds and all different skills and all different roles, who are all working together in sync, ideally, for a common outcome. And that brings their hearts together in unison, and that's a kind of love. So this figure eight of love that projected into the idea of your one true love is really a state of internal harmony that extends out to you and resonates with others, that you can learn to create intentionally, a proven step-by-step process that you can even measure in real time so that you can choose to be in a place where colors are brighter and food tastes fabulous and you know when you're full and you don't need as much sleep and you have passion for what you're doing and vitality for it. Mm. You can live in that place in higher and higher percentages of the time, no matter what happens, no matter what choices other people around you make, no matter what passions you have that seem to be stopped, you can recreate that and live it in new dimensions, in new forms, in new avenues in your life, all with the power of your heart. So the ultimate relationship and the source, all true relating in your life, all true relationship, begins with the marriage and the relationship of your own brain to your own heart. And the dialogue of communication, that, by the way, is constantly going on between them. That this intelligence in the heart, which creates internal order and external harmony, is literally a physical brain again, the first part of you to form, programmed with all the information for your fulfillment. Many different forms that could carry in your life. And that intelligence is constantly sending signals to the brain in your head, like a GPS, like a lover. It's sending love letters, chocolate. And this is actually such a great analogy, because in fact, the heart is an endocrine organ. Not only have they discovered a brain there with its own intrinsic nervous system that communicates with the autonomic nervous system directly, well as the only part of you that has direct communication pathways to the higher centers of the brain. But the heart is also a hormonal organ, meaning it releases and secretes oxytocin, which is the love hormone, the bonding hormone, and it releases endorphins that are a match for chocolate. So if you can't get chocolate, you know, people love chocolate, and chocolate is associated with Valentine's Day and romantic love because chocolate releases endorphins that make people experience the same thing that a loving, ordered heart does. Can, anyway. It doesn't always, especially if you react to caffeine. So your heart has its own chocolate factory. Right inside you. Isn't it amazing that science has now given us a coherent, conscious reason for why we give chocolate heart shapes on Valentine's Day? This is a metaphor for what the heart itself is a source of, and you can learn in a step-by-step, reliable way that you can actually see reflected to you on a biofeedback technology called the M-Wave, that ordered pattern in your heart, and learn to consciously choose it more often, that you can generate that experience of connection and bonding and harmony, passion, vitality, all the time. And if not all the time, at least a much higher ratio of the time. The one true love, the love that all other loves give shape and texture and form to. The loving feeling, that's what we call Fiera. You experience through your own heart experiencing a state of love. And for those who are on the call who've been through our program, I know, and maybe we'll invite you to share some stories, but this is, you know, there's a lot of information about the law of attraction now. This is the law of attraction. As you bring order your heart, and that extends feet beyond you. And not only that, but leads to releasing anti-aging hormones that make you juicy and shiny and yummy. Mm-hmm. Opening up your brain to see the fine qualities and the greatness in others. Nah, I don't think that's going to help you attract partners in life, is it? This is how it occurs. You fall in love with yourself first. You fall into the love that you already inherently are at the core of your heart. You follow the guidance of that heart, its signals, its love notes to the brain. You see, what's happened is we're emailing each other on the personal, desperately looking for love, and meanwhile our mailbox is filling with love notes from the heart to the brain, and we're not opening them because we're so distracted by looking for it outside. The heart is constantly sending love letters to the brain, signaling the brain to appreciate, signaling the brain to that self-love you talked about, James. The heart has literally tangible communication with the brain that travels along four pathways. This is the marriage of the heart and the brain. They have four methods of communication through pulse waves, pressure waves, hormones, neurological pathways. And what we want to do and what we teach you how to do in the beginner workshop is recalibrate the brain so that it has the letter opener to those love letters again. It has the username and access code to that email address. So we can receive those messages from the heart. as that marriage between your own heart and brain is established and made strong, well, then it's quite a natural unfoldment for your outer relationships to reflect that inner love, your harmony, that inner marriage. But that is where it starts, the one true love, the love within your own heart, for you, for life. That is now accessible in a step-by-step reliable process that anyone from a five-year-old all the way to a cynical air traffic controller can learn. So that having been said, why don't we take a moment again just to focus our attention on that, the source of love, loving experience within us, the heart itself. And just allow your breath to come in again to fill your attention with the heart. In through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. And connect with a reference point of when you felt love. An activity or a person. And breathe that in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. Now here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to get a paper and a pen. I'd like you to write out. What are the, and again, I'm just going to ask everyone to *6 to mute their phone. What are the qualities that you fell in love with? When I was in love with Gary when I was 3, my cousin, he was strong and he was funny. He was handsome. And I those are all qualities of the heart. Right? And I fell in love with Danny. He was brilliant. He was like a genius. That intelligence is a quality of the heart. I love filmmaking because it's collaborative and creative and innovative and it's visual and it's auditory and it's multidimensional. Those are all qualities of the heart. So list, and if you can't access a person or an activity that you've been in love with as a true love, then what would the qualities of your ideal lover be if you were writing something for an online dating service? Who would you want this person to be? What qualities do you want them to have? And list those out and then breathe them through your heart, because I guarantee you, no matter what those qualities are, they are qualities that you can embody in the heart of your being. And as you embody them, you will be that in the world. And in being that in the world, not only do you bring more value to the whole world, you'll enjoy and live life from the love of your heart, and you cannot help but attract. Maybe in forms different than what you expected, but you cannot help but attract a reflection of that love that you are. So as you're making this list, I want you to breathe those qualities into the area around the heart and out the area around the heart, and now just eavesdrop on the love letters, the signals that the heart is constantly sending the brain. It could come to you as a feeling or an intuition or a thought. Just be aware of the first thing that comes to your attention. And write that down. And what we do in the Fiera Beginner Workshop is we teach you to start to make a habit of listening to that conversation between the heart and the brain. So you're not turning off the GPS. You're not hanging up on your lover. You're listening with bated breath to everything it says. And creating and making, this is making love. Truly making love. And when you do that, then you become a Valentine for the planet.
Huh.
So I want to give you some information if anybody wants to learn the step-by-step processes for being able to access this state and being able to have it fed back. The M-Wave, there's two versions, a handheld device, computer device, which you can get on our website if you go to www.sierra.com. You can purchase the M-Wave there and play with it just on your own, seeing reflected in real time, am I in that state of internal order or disorder? And can I create it at will? And you can. And it teaches you that and guides you into that. And when you purchase the M-Wave from the Sierra.com site, we also give you a free coaching call with that as a bonus. And if you'd like to learn the tools that Rebecca spoke of, you can participate in a webinar that begins tomorrow evening, or continues, I should say, tomorrow evening, Tuesday. And if you're interested in that, you can call me directly. Again, my name is Sheva, at 310-581-1507. Or you can email me, S like Sam, H, E like elephant, V like victory, A, Sheva, at Fiera, F-Y-E-R-A.com. And the first class of that webinar series is a free gift. So if any of you would like to check that out, you can receive, in addition to tonight's call, as a gift from Sierra, a 90-minute call, appropriate week to do it, for your heart, your own heart, your true Valentine in the heart, by going to www, and Becky, this is the link you wanted earlier. It's www.sierra, F like fantastic, YERA.com/heart/. So I'm just going to say that again. It's this free 90-minute introductory webinar can be found at www.FYERA.com/heart/. And in the upper left-hand corner of that page, you'll see free beginner webinar, and you can click on that, and it downloads into your computer. And you're free to forward that to your friends. This is our gift, again, to the community, to help you find the Fiera in your heart. And that is our principle. That's our Fiera, is to bring more Fiera to you. And I want to introduce all of you to Becky, Becky Robbins, who is our Director of Customer Care, because care is brings order to the heart. Love does. Care, whether you are offering care, receiving care, or even just observing care, creates that same quality of order inside. Amplifies and brings to life who we really are. And so Becky directs our care department. And Becky, do you want to introduce yourself and give people your number as a resource as well?
Yes. Hello, everyone. And some of you I have spoken to and I will soon speak to, and I definitely look forward to that. And I'm so glad you're here. My phone number, if you want to contact me, is 503-957-9910. And you can contact me about anything. If you are using the tools and you'd like to ask me a question, if you'd like to get connected to anything that is here at Sierra. Also, if you'd like to get connected but you aren't sure how or what's available, I would definitely love to talk to you a little bit and make sure that you get connected to exactly what you're looking for. My email will be, or is, not will be, is my full name, Becky Robbins, B-E-C-K-Y robbins @hotmail.com. And please feel free to email me anytime you'd like.
And Becky can help all of you understand kind of too the what it is that we offer. You know, she can give you more information about the beginner course and the step-by-step processes we offer, as well as our Heart Mastery Program, which is a year-long commitment to really dive in and fall into complete love with your own heart. it's such a powerful process. It really is. And the adventure that it creates when you recognize the true marriage between head and heart, how those things interface with every area of your life, relationships. So we're really thrilled to be here as a resource to you, and definitely feel free to contact Becky or I. And so before we sign off for the night, I would love to open up the call for you to share your questions, your personal stories, and all that you want to share relative to tonight's topic. And just be sure to press *6 again to unmute yourself if you're muted so we can hear you. If there are no questions at the moment, I'll just say that when I was 25 years old, I had just come out of being brokenhearted in this despair at leaving me behind, and my boyfriend had just left me, and so my heart felt like it was ripped in two, and what was really going on was this chaos in the heart rhythm, right? That's what a broken heart is, because when you're in love with someone or some activity, being in their presence and feeling your love for them creates this order and synchronization inside you, in your heart, that makes everything else within you feel better. And then you entrain to them, and there's this rapport and this magic that occurs. And when the form of that transitions or leaves, it can feel devastating because there's a fear that arises that that internal state of well-being and joy within you is going to be taken away because the form outside has changed. And so it was at 25 years old, having left these kids behind, having just broken up with my boyfriend and feeling devastated by that, that I remember just standing on a cliff ledge in Santa Monica overlooking it and saying, this can't be right. There's got to be a way to access that loving state where colors are brighter and food tastes better and there's more vitality, and you don't get sick as easily, and you don't need as much sleep, and you don't make little stuff matter so much. There's got to be a way to live that way all the time. That was my commitment. That was my stake in the sand. And a week later, I found myself volunteering at HeartMath and learning their research. So when you communicate true desire to your heart, it will guide you. It will stand alongside you. It will lead you to all the information you need. It will lead you to the love that you are. It's written the same way a GPS is programmed to get to your destination. All you have to do is tune in and listen. So let's close the call tonight just by focusing attention on the area around the heart, offering gratitude for this stable pulse at the center of your chest, this pulse that has always been there for you, even if you've had a heart attack. This pulse is there for you now, reliable. It doesn't leave. And just extend your gratitude to your own heart. And in being grateful to your own heart, creating an opening to be receptive to even greater gifts that your heart has for you that you didn't know were there. And if Fiera can help you in any way to mine that gold or open that treasure chest or that chocolate box, that box We look forward to hearing from you and serving you in whatever way we can. And we look forward to having you on next week's Heart Start call. So happy Valentine's Day, everyone, to the true Valentine that you are. You embody the qualities of your heart. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, Shava.
Thank you, Darcy.
Anyone there?
Darshan's here.
That's great.
Well, have a good evening.
You too. Take care.
Hey, thanks.